Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Faith, courageous confidence in God. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial. Revelation 3:10. Near the end of a long run, the weary but determined jogger is sorely tempted to ease up, to quit a few steps early. But the mind has ways of overcoming the muscles, and 10 telephone poles later, he reaches the finish line. He has done what his body told him it was impossible to do. In Revelation 3, John speaks of the goal of patience that seems unreachable to many believers, and yet it is a goal that God is committed to developing in the lives of his children. Oswald Chambers has insight into the relationships between patience, confidence, and faith. Walk with Oswald Chambers, a student of the arts turned into a student teacher of God's Word in the late 1800s to early 1900s. Patience is more than endurance. God is aiming at something the saint cannot see, and he stretches and strains, and every now and again the saint says, "I can't stand anymore." But trust yourself in God's hands. Maintain your confidence in Jesus Christ by the patience of faith. You cannot see him just now. You cannot understand all he is doing, but you know him. Shipwreck occurs where there is not that mental poise which is being established on the eternal truth that God is holy love. Faith is the heroic effort of your life as you fling yourself in reckless confidence in God. God has ventured all in Jesus Christ to save us. Now he wants us to venture out all in abandoned confidence in him. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 through 13.
To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength. Yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come on the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown. The one who is victorious, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will they leave it. I will write on them the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and I will also write on them my new name. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches."
God calls you to trust him, even as you are being stretched to the limit and beyond. Patience comes when you look ahead and see God waiting at the finish line of life. He is the one who controls all the circumstances, knows the limits of your endurance, and will reward you at the end. You can be confident he'll finish the good work he has begun with you.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.